So do not grumble, brothers, about one another, that you may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing before the gates. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Welcome to a New York Catholic Conversation. My name is Deacon John Catalano, and I am joined, as always, by my friend, my pal from St. Agnes in Rockville Center, New York, Frank Alasia. Frank, how are you doing today?
Doing terrific, Deacon. How's everything?
Everything is good, Frank. And the topic you've chosen for our conversation this time is a good one, grumbling, which is something just about all of us do at times and which we all must stop doing. It's been called faithless complaining. It's moaning or complaining when things don't go the way we want. So what made you think about this topic, Frank?
Well, I've been doing a lot of reading on St. Benedict, and I was surprised that one of his greatest pet peeves was grumbling. And like you said, really modern day complaining, we use complaining more. But he mentions it 8 times in his famous rule, and he has written a 12-step rule for his monks. And twice he begins with the words, above all else, when he is referring to the negative impact of grumbling. He said, above all else, there should be no grumbling, not in word, not in gesture, not by any reason whatsoever. If anyone is caught grumbling, he should be severely disciplined.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, because although it's so common, even in a monastery, it has a corrosive effect on all of our personalities and our prayer lives. And Jesus tells the parable about the laborers who complain about other workers in the last hour receiving the same pay. You know, he says, when those who had started at 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them got also the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, these last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who bore the day's burden in the heat. He said to one of them in reply, my friend, I'm not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. Are you envious because I am generous? Well, that's what we do at work all the time. Right? We look over at the other guy. We say, this guy makes more than me. Or this guy doesn't work as hard as I am. Or look at this one sucking up to the boss. I mean, it's all so very unhealthy, right?
Yeah, the easiest thing in the world to do is to complain. But we tend to complain about the wrong things to the wrong people at the wrong time.
Right.
You know, complaints are sometimes legitimate for the right reasons, but complaining or grumbling, we're talking about, almost always involves a negative judgment on someone else. You know, John Chrysostom wrote, for murmuring is intolerable. It borders on blasphemy. It's proof of ingratitude. The murmurer is ungrateful to God. Ingratitude takes God out of the equation, and it takes God out of our lives. Pretty stern words there from St. John.
Yeah. St. Paul says, do everything without grumbling or questioning, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish. We cannot spread the good news or be intentional about our discipleship when we ourselves are complaining.
Yeah, and St. Paul also says, in all things, give thanks.
Right.
Notice he doesn't say only when things are going my way. Many times we don't give thanks until things are taking away. You know, we take walking for granted until you have a foot or a knee problem. You know, how about your sight? We take that for granted all the time, like as if it's a given. We should try to look at all we complain about as an opportunity to help someone else. You're busy for a reason. You're always being asked for more for a reason. And usually that's to help someone. Ask yourself, what does God want from me from this particular situation? And very often God will illuminate us. And he gives us guidance and wisdom in situations like this. St. Paul said, do everything without grumbling.
Well, you mentioned in there gratitude, and that is so important. You know, there's a faithful, believing way to complain and a faithless, unbelieving way to complain. The Bible often refers to faithless complaining as grumbling and warns us not to do that. Remember the big story in the Old Testament. And the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of in Egypt when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full, for you have brought us out into this wilderness to starve. So here they are, the chosen people of God, being led by Moses out of the bondage of slavery to the promised land, and they grumbled. And we read God was not pleased.
Yeah, and yes, and how about the one where the mother of the sons of Zebedee, James and John, approached Jesus with the request that her sons would receive the two most important places with Jesus in the kingdom of heaven? Command that these two sons of mine sit one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. Talk about ingratitude. But even the apostles were prone to grumbling. It says, when the ten heard this, they became indignant and resentful of the two brothers. So, no one is immune to this.
Right, it affects everybody. So true. So to curb this disgruntled attitude, we got to remember that it's dangerous because it can become bitterness and harden our hearts. You see, if you know somebody that's been complaining for 30 years, they're getting into their 70s or 80s, that turns into a nasty frame of mind. God
Right.
knows what he's doing. So let's keep on giving thanks in all things, morning, noon, and night.
Yeah, and let's think of the saints. Think of, gratitude was present in all the saints. They replaced their complaints with rejoicing and saw everything as coming from the hand of God. This Lent, as we go into the desert with Jesus, let us leave our complaints and grumbling behind.
I'm glad we brought this up, Frank, because I know when I'm stuck at a traffic light, when I'm waiting online at the bank, when I'm even trying to get into a basketball game and the line frustrates me, I start to complain about everything. So
Right.
it's a good reminder to just kind of look at every sort of piece of the day and try to knock it off, right?
No, and you're right. And when you think about, like, we're New Yorkers, when you complain to people, they want it even worse for you. You know what I'm saying? Right? I mean, we're a
If
little
someone says,
jaded in
"Hey,
New
how's it
York,
going today?" You could
but
say,
yeah.
"Well, I'd complain, but who would listen? Because nobody
Right.
cares." That's
No,
the other
not
thing to
what they
remember.
say. Not only that, but they wish that you had it worse. So stop grumbling.
Got no complaints with you, Frank. All right, folks, thanks for listening, and don't forget to like us or follow us, and send us an email at anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. That's anycatholicconversation@gmail.com. We're getting some nice notes. We'd love to hear from you. Frank, I love you a lot, and I'll talk to you next time, okay?
Thanks, Deacon. God bless.